Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hey, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. So today, in my lucky dip, first question comes from Ruth. She says, my biggest problem is not being able to find the right clothes for me in the shops. I live in the UK. I've spent hours online recently. Of course, shops are closed. Very hard to shop for many places in the world. Trying to find some new knitwear and tops in particular, but finding knitwear for X shapes to define the waist is very hard at the moment. What makes it more difficult is that I only like to wear natural, breathable fabrics. If I do find something that is the right shape and colour, I've discovered it's made of synthetics. Any tips on finding the right clothing and fabrics would be a great help. So number one thing I'm thinking here is, A, if the current style of top may be not right for the X shape. So this is where we've had a lot of kind of bigger, boxier, oversized sort of tops. These are not X or A shape friendly, and most 8s as well. Really not friendly to your shape. So if the current fashion trend is not for you, it's going to make it doubly hard or triply hard. And sometimes we just have to kind of wait a bit until the fashions change again, because the fashions always do change. Another thing would be to know what level of synthetic you're prepared to accept, because in many tops they'll put even a percentage of a synthetic in, like elastane or something, to make it more comfortable. But if it's only 5% or something like that, then it's not going to make the clothes much less breathable. Really, a little bit of elastane or a synthetic fibre can actually make it more wash and wear, less creasy, but still have good breathability. It's just avoiding 100% polyester. And also knowing that fabrics like modal and rayon and lyocell and viscose that are actually made from natural fibers, they're just a synthetic creation of a natural fiber, so they actually have good breathability too. So kind of do some research, and even things like Wikipedia is great for understanding different fabrics and fibers and those sorts of things. I mean, there's lots of things. Just do a quick Google search, you'll find masses of information out there. And then you'll find that there are ranges of clothes that are made from things like bamboo and cotton and linen. So I would be doing searches. So when you're searching for info, something to wear or something to buy, do a search on linen tops or bamboo, knit tops or things like that. And you'll actually find ranges that are actually significantly high proportioned those sort of fibers. So rather than going to kind of searching by store, search by fabric. You'd be amazed at what comes up. Because most, clothing retailers will actually put on what their fabrics are. So particularly if they do these sorts of natural fibers, they'll often advertise it or something, be one of their selling points. Because of course, people like you are looking for those things. So they will make it as some sort of searchable criteria. So that is what I would recommend doing. But if the current trend is just not for you, sometimes we just have to let it go by. The other place is going on Pinterest. Can be a great place to search for what you're after, and you might find stores from there that you can go and look at. And you can by search, you might want to look up, bamboo knit top or something on somewhere like Pinterest and see what you can find, just to find alternates to what you have been looking for. But sometimes the fashion trends are not for every body shape, and you just have to kind of wait it all up. But don't worry, fashion trends change. They don't stay like that forever, which is a good thing, because we all need to have a turn in the fashion stakes in that sort of way. Second question is from Jean, who says, if I'm purchasing a scarf for accessorizing, what is the most versatile shape? Square, rectangle, or circular? And size to style for the average person? Really probably depends what it's made from. I personally prefer longer rectangle scarves. I think there's more different ways you can tie them than any other sort of shape. I've never seen a circular scarf. I'm assuming you mean an infinity scarf, which is a big circle. So those are really only ever really stylable in kind of a few ways, not many ways. So they're great and they're very easy, and you never have to worry they don't fall off, they don't slide around. They're very practical. But for kind of day to day, I find something like a rectangle scarf really good. And in fact, this scarf is a scarf I'm wearing as a top today. Can't take my jacket off because the way it's tied at the back. But, wasn't planning to anyway. So And this is a rectangular scarf. So it really depends what it's made of too, how easily it crushes up. So if it's something that kind of is too expansive, you might find a big rectangle that's got too much fabric in it. But if it's something like, you know, cashmere and things like that, also can be great in long sort of rectangular shapes. And you can tie them so, so many ways. So I would say probably long rectangles are the most versatile. I find square scarves are probably less versatile, though there's still a bunch of different knots you can try. So, I mean, there's a million YouTube videos on how to tie scarves, and I've got a bunch of videos on how to tie scarves on the blog as well. But yeah, you know, there's lots of different ways you can potentially do it. And I think in many ways that depending on your height, your size, your preferences, how you like to have them, do you like to have them more knotted up and more discreet, and so therefore a small square one might be better than a long rectangular which might flow around and get, you know, into things. But for versatility, my money, it's on the long rectangle scarf. Last question comes from Wendy, who says, how do I have things in my wardrobe that I can swap and change and mix together? So you're looking for what I would call a versatile wardrobe. And so therefore, this is where things like having a color palette really make your life so much easier. And this is because when you have a more defined palette of colors, you'll find that the clothes mix together really simply. Most people, when they have, you know, they're just any old colors they find, whatever's in fashion, what happens, they end up with a lot of clothes but few outfits. Versus if you actually work with a color palette where the colors have been pre-selected, that they work together because they've got similar color properties, you'll find your ability to mix and match just increases exponentially. So even though you may think sticking with a color palette is more limiting, in fact, it creates more choice and more versatility. So do think out. That would be my first thing, is find a color palette that works together. Also look at things like styles. Do you have certain things you really like the style of? And this is where a style recipe works really well to help you kind of define what it is that you're after. And then you might have more of a kind of a look or a style that you then work with. So instead of having, I've got a bit of gypsy boho, a little bit of, you know, athleta sport wear sort of thing, a little bit of corporate, and maybe it's harder to mix those things together, kind of finding your style can help you, and having that style recipe can help you kind of have a theme around, in many ways, how to put outfits together. So that would be something else to think about. But really, color palette's going to make one of the biggest differences completely. And even with a color palette, you might think, well, should I have just patterns on my tops or patterns on my bottoms? When you have actually a color palette that you work with, you can often find you can mix and match those patterns really easily because they have the same color properties, and so they go really easily together. So that is also something. But you know, you could otherwise just go, I'm just going to have pattern tops or pattern bottoms, and therefore know that, you know, that I don't have the issue. Because one of the things that can happen is if you've got some pattern tops and some pattern bottoms and those patterns don't work together because the colors don't work together, then it is much harder to create outfits. So kind of thinking about, where are you putting your patterns? But I personally have pattern tops and pattern bottoms, and I wear both together because they're all from the same sort of color palette. So it actually makes it really easy to put together. So if you are after a color analysis to find your ideal palette and your signature colors, which make you look amazing, make you pop, head over to my website, Bespoke Image, and just click on, you know, finding a color consultation. You can find an online color consultation that way, or head over to my 7 Steps to Style program, which you can find through the blog, which includes not just a color consultation, but also style and wardrobing and all those other things as well, the whole image package. So thank you so much for your questions, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.